AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. British Prime Minister David Cameron edges his country closer to armed attacks on the Islamic State group in Syria. Cameron telling reporters after meeting with French President François Hollande that he wants Parliament to give his government permission to launch air raids.
I firmly support the action that President Hollande has taken to strike ISIL in Syria, and it's my firm conviction that Britain should do so too.
Hollande has called on the U.S. and other nations to increase their cooperation and coordination in attacking the radical group. He's scheduled to meet with President Obama tomorrow in Washington. The Paris attacks, claimed by the Islamic State group, left 130 people dead, hundreds of others wounded. Prince Charles, in an interview with Sky News taped before the Paris attacks, says an intense drought blamed on climate change played a crucial role in leading up to the Syrian civil war.
It has a huge impact on what is happening. We never deal with the underlying root cause, which regrettably is what we're doing to our natural environment.
Charles' interview is seen as a prelude to his speech planned for the Global Climate Conference in Paris next week. A New Orleans playground turned into a shooting ground as two groups pulled out guns and began shooting at each other in the crowded park yesterday. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison tells WVUE-TV police were on their way to the park because the large group didn't have permission for a block party or to shoot a video.
To close the park down because it was not permitted. And as the officers were approaching, they were about a block away when they heard gunshots.
At least 17 people were injured, many of them children, none, however, with life-threatening wounds. Police are looking for the gunman who ran away when the officers arrived. On Wall Street, a bit of an up-and-down day with the Dow up now 4. This is AP Radio News. The financial services firm Deloitte surveyed 1,000 people about what they plan to spend during the holiday shopping season. Retail Vice Chairman Rod Side says they were a bit surprised that close to 60% of those questioned plan to hit the stores over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Consumers are actually much more optimistic than we were in terms of how much they plan to spend and how much their spend is projected to increase.
And that increase they are seeing is somewhere between 3% and 4%. Sides adds that it looks like most of those hitting the stores for Black Friday sales will do so early rather than later in the day.
We'll find a real big flood of folks in the stores on Thanksgiving and probably early on Black Friday. But by the middle of the afternoon, what we found last year was it was pretty much just a normal holiday shopping day.
And while Black Friday sales are okay, 63% of those surveyed disagree with stores being open on Thanksgiving Day itself. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.